Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, and said, Should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should your lies make men hold their peace? And when you mock, shall no man make you ashamed? Because you have said, My teaching is pure, and I am clean in your eyes. But oh that God would speak, and open his lips against you. And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacts of you less than your sin deserves. Can you by searching find out God? Can you find out the Almighty to perfection? It is as high as heaven, what can you do? Deeper than hell, what can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cuts off, and shuts up, or gathers together, then who can hinder him? Because he knows vain men, he sees wickedness also, will he not then consider it? Because vain man would be wise, though man is born like a wild donkey colt. If you prepare your heart, and stretch out your hands towards him. If sin is in your hand, put it far away, and do not let wickedness live in your tabernacles. Because then you shall lift up your face without spot, yes, you shall be steadfast, and shall not fear. Because you shall forget your misery, and remember it as waters that pass away. And your age shall be clearer than the noonday, you shall shine forth, you shall be as the morning. And you shall be secure, because there is hope. Yes, you shall dig about you, and you shall take your rest in safety. Also you shall lie down, and no one shall make you afraid, yes, many shall seek your favor. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the spirit.